A war hero says farmers are worth fighting for. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Remarks from Sergeant First Class Greg Stubbe to a group of Farm Bureau leaders last week drew more attention than any have in a long time. The 40-year-old Covington, Tennessee native is part of the U.S. Army's Special Forces operations, and he was critically wounded while fighting Taliban forces in Afghanistan back in September of 2006.
What I shared today is only my story and my family's story. The thing that I want to convey through my own personal story is the concept that thousands of American families are going through struggles just like this as we speak. And so if I can bring some awareness to those families that are suffering quietly and out of sight, that's a strong objective for me because they deserve the support that we can give them.
Now, Sergeant Stubbe explained with great detail how he was severely wounded when an improvised explosive device hit his Humvee. The explosion and subsequent gunfire left him with shrapnel tearing through his thigh and his abdomen and his leg completely severed. Yet he kept fighting.
For me, it's very validating to come home to America and be able to relate my experiences as a soldier, a servant of this country, to relate to them why what they do is so important. As a soldier overseas, I miss America. I miss Tennessee. And I miss the environment that's wholesome, ethical, and comfortable, and beautiful that's created by farmers in Tennessee. And I know that from having grown up in an agricultural community.
Well, today, Sergeant Stubbe is still part of the Army's Special Operations Command Public Affairs Office, where he shares his story throughout the country for why the war on terror is justified. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.